Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
He used to sail the high seas with passion and vigor, and the same zeal and enthusiasm he brings with himself when he decides to enter in any field, whether it is soccer or being a radio jockey or a vibrant fitness trainer. In his conversation with Road to Revamp, he shared with us his transition from being a sailor to being a fitness coach. He shared the importance of focus and being energetic with his clients, how important flexibility and mobility is for athletes and general population, how to manage sleep to improve the body composition, to improve your life. Let's tune in Road to Revamp and dive into the oceans of life-altering advices with none other than Mr. Anwar Wahab. Today at Road to Revamp, we are with one of my long-time inspiration. He's always inspiring me in one way or other. So I'm meeting with him first time, personally. So let's welcome Anwar Wahab, sir. Sir, most welcome to Road to Revamp. And we would like to start by asking, what is your background and how did you enter into fitness industry? Because everyone who's learned is coming from some other field in this industry. Like, I was an engineer and I entered into this industry because of some reasons. So is there some story behind your fitness journey?
Yes, Abhishek, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to do a podcasting. Being a guest in a podcasting is quite a big thing. I appreciate that you may be the first guy in India, perhaps, to do this. And I really salute you for this.
Thanks a lot, sir.
And regarding my background, well, I was an ex-Merchant Navy guy.
Oh, that's
great. I don't know how many of you are aware of it. I've done my master from Cardiff University.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sailing on ships before. That was my last job. I sailed as a chief officer.
Wow.
So, and then I sailed for last 8 years to 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Ago.
And I enjoyed myself. Yeah. I did my master's and then I sailed again. Mm-hmm. And then I came down to Calcutta. I used to come down to Calcutta for a holiday for about a month. Probably a month or two. But I was always been doing some kind of physical activities. My first love, I was a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I played for first division here in Calcutta. That was like, I used to go mad when I was in the school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was in the school team, boom, boom, all that, you know. But then my father wasn't happy with it because I was losing my grade because I used to train. So most of you must be aware of it that if you are playing for your school, you get the first 6-7 periods off with you.
Yeah.
And we used to feel very great, no? So our teacher used to tell us that, okay, you can take the class later on, but it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get back to the school after training, maybe after the break, and then we are all sleeping.
Okay.
There was no supplementation, there was
yes.
no good food or something like that. We were just self-taught hardcore footballer. Okay,
right.
So that's how it happens, you know? And then my grade was not going very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're missing so many classes. So my dad took me off from football. And told me you got to get great football. So kya banega tum?
Ha,
yeah, phalwala ka hai. I know. The guys used to play football in a good league. They were all probably not coming from different background. You know, like people were not educated and all that. You see. So I was calmed down and I was told to study. Okay. So as I finished my schooling, I was kicked out of the house.
Boarding schools.
Not boarding school, I straight away joined the sea.
Oh,
Okay. So I joined as an apprentice. Okay, as a cadet. Deck cadets. Just after 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, after 12th. Okay. And it was very hard to get jobs at that time. Okay. So I was in Bombay for some time and going for different companies for interviews and all that. You know? But again, I would say my fitness, I was always a fit guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to walk into the interview, and the captain who used to interview me, used to, before he could ask me anything, he said, "Did you train?" Okay.
Oh.
So the ice is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I was very comfortable with him.
Okay.
Then automatically very easy to get jobs.
Right. Right.
So guys, if you're listening to me and if you're fit, you can do anything, go into any interview,
yeah,
and you will just scrape through. If you're fit, you look smart.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
so so I got in sailing business and all that. So I finished my 3 years training period and came back and did my exam for second mate.
Mm-hmm.
I passed.
No.
People do fail quite a bit of time because it's a very professional exam.
Yeah.
And these exams are very, very tough.
Okay.
So thanks to all my brothers, because above me there are 4 of them, they were all already sailing.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So I could get within 6 months I appeared my exam and I passed. Okay. So I went back again sailing.
Okay.
So I kept on doing that. I was sailing. But how rough was the sea? I was training.
Right.
Okay. I made a gym in my ship.
Okay.
So in those days there was no gym there.
Yes.
Okay. Of course nowadays they have become more high tech.
Yeah.
So they have gyms and all that stuff. So I used to go down to the engine room, make friends with the engineers, you know, like get the dumbbells made up, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, all self aisa karte, you know. And we used to start just for my own fitness, and I see, look around and I see all the whole complement used to come down and train. So as long as I am there for 9 months,
mm-hmm,
you know, I used to see people are coming down, and that whole environment was very happy. Mm-hmm. People used to love me there, but, you know, it's like, so the flavor of fitness is so good.
Right.
I never could think that I would be here, what I am doing now. This is my second job, which has become my first job now. Okay, and I love what I do, and I do not think that ever I have worked. Okay. I have not taken any holiday.
Yeah.
I don't feel I need to take a holiday. This is my holiday. When I'm
right.
training, when I'm working, and speaking to you,
yes,
I feel great. Don't we? It's an honor to sit with you, and then
it's,
you
know, so, is all
it's so nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, I kept on. I always like to, you know, I cannot stay in one place for a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it wasn't getting boring or something like that. Like I used to come down on holiday and I train on and off, and then I bumped into Dr. Wei's place.
Oh,
okay. And then I had an injury, and then somebody said, "You meet him, he's the best orthopedic guy in this city."
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to go to the best because I was running in dollars.
Yeah.
So I found out, okay, let's go to him.
Yes.
So I went to him, I had an injury, and the doc investigated my knee, and he said, "What do you do? He said, do you want to join me?"
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the doc had got 3 gold medals, all the things. He's come back from the Olympics. I don't remember which year was that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he gave me an offer to come down. I said, why? But well, I'm very happy and doing, you know,
selling.
You know, yeah. He said, what do you do? I said, you got lovely legs and all that. And wow, thank you so much. But I'm not into fitness. Like, I don't know any ABCD of fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I am selling. I'm a sailor. You know, so I'm going back to the seas. So that was a great occasion. A person like Dr. Waysmith, and Leander was on the top of the pinnacle. Okay. So I used to walk into the office, like, you know, like people are waiting in the office to sit down. I used to go sit down and chat with them. Okay. And I'm always fidgeting with the books.
Yeah.
So I used to see all the books. Oh my God, there are so many fitness books in there. You know, in our good old days, like the what books we used to get on fitness, like we used to go to
Flex magazine.
Yes.
And Muscle Fitness. You know?
Yep.
So those magazines we used to get in Kid Street.
In Kid Street,
exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to cut it short. It's getting too long for my story.
but we are interested.
So
you can go ahead.
So you see, so I went back sailing, and so one fine day, like when I finished my master's, and I was sailing out there, and I came back down in Calcutta, and then we said, join me or something like that. Again, I got to get a call. This guy is calling me up, so nice, no? So anyway, I met him and I said, look, let me do some certification.
Oh.
Then I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So next time when I went to sail, okay, I picked up all the It's medical analysis. Okay. And I started reading as a story book. It wasn't so difficult for me because I learned this much and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like science postgraduate stuff, you know. So I was just reading it as, and I was quite interested to know what I was doing, but I had no idea there is so much science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down that I was studying whenever I used to get a chance. So I got down in San Diego once, you know,
uh-huh.
And my relative used to stay there, you know. So I got down and I stayed there for some time and appeared for ACE exam.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed again. I passed it and just kept it for
myself. You must be the first Indian who did ACE.
Yeah, I just did it.
In this year, you did your ACE?
Oh, that was, I think, must be around 2004 or 5. You know? That was while my sailing trip was going
very
on.
Very few guys in this country had ACE at that time.
So I got that thing and so I came back and then I'm having to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you see, it's all destiny.
Right.
Okay. I again met him, you know, and I had a longer holiday with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yes, why not? You know, I'm on holiday here, so let's do something. I wanted to find out what is it. So he gave him, I'm cutting it short, he gave me to handle his, he had a lot of tennis academy here.
Right.
Okay. So I joined them, I joined them as a trainer or coach or whatever it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that the response from the guys, that young players were very good. They liked the vibe. Okay. There were some trainers who were getting very uncomfortable around me there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt, who this guy has come down all the way. And then, so I used to respect everybody, you know. But then I found all the guys who come from Chandigarh, the best top Indian player,
mm-hmm.
Sunil Kumar and all that time, you know. So they, so I used to train them.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly, I was in charge of the whole academy. Okay, not bad, you know. Though there was not much money at all.
Yeah.
Okay. And there it is. There was no money there. But I was besides training on the field,
mm-hmm.
and I was there at the in his office.
Mm-hmm.
Then I used to make programs for those what is going to happen tomorrow, next day, and all that. You know. So I found that I'm working too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there is nothing. I was not seeing money at that time because I was earning.
Yes.
Okay. So I went back again, sailing, I came back again, and then I was with the tennis academy, and then he offered me the first time CAB, Cricket Association of Bengal, and though he was the main coach,
uh-huh.
main trainer perhaps, okay, I used to assist him, you know? So I saw him one day, he was thinking of bodyweight warm-up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, can I take this warm-up?
Yes.
He was very, very gladly, he said, oh, no, mm-hmm. like, you know. So I took the warm-up and it was like damn good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then from after 2-3 classes, I could see that he's not around me. When I started my warm-up and I looked around and I see the ball is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he probably found me that I'm okay, you know, the boys are responding very well.
Yes.
So I had, anyway, to cut it short, I had the responsibility of under 16, under 18, under 22, and the Bengal senior.
Nice.
Okay. I did that for, of course, Doc was there, but he never came under. Okay.
Okay.
So he gave me the full hands-on training with the boys,
mm-hmm.
and the guys went to semi-final. For the first time, Bengal went to semi-final rounds on the trophy, you know. And we were the first one, Doc and myself, we were the first one to bring in the Australian kind of fielding drills in the country. Even the NC never had it.
Okay.
Yes. You know? So we did that, and from there onwards, like, you know, and then I found that, not bad, okay. So since I had to make some money, I found money wasn't good,
yeah.
Okay. So I had to part my ways, okay. Because I was overworked and I was not getting myself to train myself. And I go crazy if I don't train myself, okay. So I know a lot of people say, oh, you're a creative guy. If I don't like you, then there's no reason I want to give it to you.
Yeah.
So one day I just walked out and I never saw his face again. Okay. And then from there onwards I became more famous. Okay. So so that's how my story started there, and I kept on getting into it more deeper, started following all big coaches. And then God would be very, very kind.
Yes.
Then I shifted my career from sailing to this, and my folks and everybody was saying, what the hell are you doing? You've got an awesome career, you're a trainer, you know. So here today, I feel that I have given a direction to the trainer's job.
Yeah.
It's no more like that. You know what I mean? It's like quite a high profile work.
Yeah.
If you can make it high profile.
Right.
Okay. So it depends upon where you know. If you don't educate yourself, you remain there.
Right.
You have to go through a lot of studies. You know.
That's
and of course, this experience.
It's
your,
yes,
I think it's good enough.
Which is the best approach toward fitness? I mean, you have been an athlete, you have trained athletes, and now you're training trainers and you have your trainees. So, what do you think, sport or a gym, which we should choose?
Well, always playing a sport when you are starting any physical activities as a child. I would always say, if there's a child there, you should put him into sports.
Let them play.
Let them play, okay, as a child. But as you try to take it very seriously,
mm-hmm.
if you become a serious athlete, then you need to get fit to play the sport.
Wow.
Okay, you can't just play the sport and get fitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's my take on this.
But what about a layman, like someone who wants to get fit, they should play or they should go to gym? Like anyone.
I would say they should go to a good coach, a good fitness guy who can teach him probably movements or probably fitness or whatever. Going to a gym, what do you mean by that? Going to a gym, I mean, gym is a big gym. That doesn't mean you get best coaches there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wherever, I would always say, wherever you have to find a good professor, a college, when you want to go to a college, you don't see how good is the infrastructure of a college.
Right.
You see who brings maximum result. Who's the professor there? You know what I mean? So I would ask the audience who are listening to it,
yeah.
they should look for that fitness coach or the fitness trainer, educated, his track record, and then you join the gym
or
it's always
sport.
Get fit to do things.
Right.
Okay. You can go to a gym and do that, or you can go to the park and do it. But find that guy
yes.
who can teach you
that. Great answer. These days, general physical preparedness, after CrossFit entered into this fitness industry, they have, you know, made this term famous, general physical preparedness. What do you think is the best modality or best method to achieve it for laymen?
Well, again, I always take things from athlete and then I scale it down for the common people. So everything is the first, you got to be a good sports teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it all depends on your sport or athletic endeavor, what you want to do. You know? Usually I use GPP as an active recovery
okay.
during all phases of training, you know, as well as an exclusive GPP phase of training.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? It's going to depend on your sport or what athletic endeavor you have. Accordingly, I will prepare the GPP for you.
But if we are talking about a layperson, a lady who comes to you for fat loss, so do you think you will how will you work on her GPP?
Well, I wouldn't work on a GPP on her. I would first of all try to give her, as you said, that basic, teach her how to do her squats, how to get her spine corrected, all those
okay.
hips mobility, like her shoulder. If she doesn't have all those things, I will put her on the GPP on the last level when everything is corrected. If she cannot do her squats properly, if she is going down deep, it becomes like a fashion that adds to the grass squats,
yes.
but your butt is winking, you're going
yes.
inside, your lumbar is getting too
yes.
much of stress set up. Or if you're taking a squat and you're leaning too much forward,
yes.
okay, so you're coming back not with your legs, you're coming back with your lumbar. So
yes.
I have to correct all that. So if you're asking me, somebody who's come, a layman, who's never trained before, I would never put him on GPP or anything like that. I'll put in some basic, you know, a few ABCD
right.
of exercises, and the GPP is only going to come when you have something like, you know, in an athletic mode you are in,
yeah.
or you are in a very advanced state. Okay, GPP is, what is GPP? It's an anaerobic training. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that you can last, like if you are a kettlebell guy,
mm-hmm.
you're going on a competition for 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Of your. So I have to prepare you for 10 minutes. Not doing kettlebells, you're going to do probably barbell deadlift, and then you're going to do push press,
then you're gonna do for kettlebell snatch all 1 minute for 10 minutes. I'm gonna make you do that. If you can last, okay, it's something other. You're doing kettlebells on other days, but you're gonna do it. So I'll probably make them do it twice a week if they have achieved their standard to do a GPP. It's not that everybody become like fashion now.
Yes, everybody is doing CrossFit.
We love CrossFit, but people don't understand CrossFit. People who are Abhishek like you,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna teach the CrossFit people. CrossFit is what? Is a mixing of everything.
Yes.
They take powerlifter, they take weightlifting. So they have a special coaches coming and training
yes.
them.
Yes.
So if CrossFit wants to learn mobility, Abhishek is the guy to go. So you will, you know, if somebody wants to, my coach goes, Sergey Rudnev teaches the CrossFit guys in America
or
in wherever, Canada. So you have a special guy that they go and teach the CrossFit.
Yes.
CrossFit is just amalgamation of so many things at one time.
Right.
Now, with all due respect to CrossFit, show me one CrossFit guy who have gone to Olympics.
None.
The best, the top guys, I always see a guy's goal,
yeah.
an athlete goal. What is he?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm training an athlete, if I see his weakness, and what is his goal? How good, how swift I have to make him if he's playing a racket sport or whatever like that. You see, I can't just load him up with CrossFit,
yes.
everything. Okay, because if I want to make him like, there's one boy, you know, he says when I de-accelerate and I go back,
yeah.
it's very hard for me to come back.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if I'm going to load him up with, so I kept on working his rotation,
mm-hmm.
how he's going to turn back.
Yes.
Okay, so I put bands around him,
mm-hmm.
okay, and every time, you know, like, you know, I as if I'm playing with him. So when I teach an athlete, and according to his sports, I put it that you're playing a game now,
right.
all right, but then you're doing something else, putting some resistance in it, but I do not load them up with a lot of CrossFit training.
Yes.
Okay. If it is required, if he is going for CrossFit games,
yes, yes,
I would love to do that.
Right.
But if he wants to get himself stronger, if he's a golfer and he's a very, very thin, lanky fellow, I have to make sure that his rotation is very good.
Right.
Okay. Now, we'll come to the next question, I think. Are we getting to the next
question? Okay.
If it makes sense to you.
Yes, it makes true sense, and you know, I have reached to a conclusion that GPP, general physical preparedness, is different for different individuals. Like if somebody is unable to sit in the squat, general physical preparedness is to sit in the squat, not to
Absolutely.
Go in that anaerobic zone.
Yeah, you see, these are good words. Sounds good that you are, you know, like you say, these are good words, but you have to use it where it is required.
Yes.
So I always tell all the fitness trainers in the world.
Yeah.
If you're training your students, first just see the goal, what he is there for you, and what is his weakness.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to get his weakness to the strength, and you know, so that's how you make him better. But if you just put him in a bag, there's two ways to think. Either you're making him work out or you train him.
Yes.
What is the meaning of workout? Workout means to say that you're making him sweat.
Right.
For getting no result. He
yes.
gets a sweat, auntie gets a good sweat, oh my god, my trainer is so good, I have been good.
Yes.
Okay, he gets nowhere. You know what I mean? If you overtrain him, you kill him with that, you
yes.
think you're gonna achieve anything? No,
nothing.
So you gotta train him up for that sport what he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think it should be, you know.
Yes. Totally agree on this. Why do you think Kolkata is too inclined towards kettlebells? I mean, I have seen IKFF started here, IKSFA started here, SFG started from here. What is this love affair of Kolkata with kettlebells?
Well, very good question, Abhishek. Honestly, I'm saying we have more trainers, okay, but not the audience, but not the students, okay. And I will say that we have got very good kettlebell teachers here.
Yes.
Very good kettlebell teacher. Why I'm saying that? With all due respect to all the guys,
yes.
we have been very lucky that we had Steve Potter.
Yes.
I was the first guy to host him here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then I've been hosting Sergey Rudnev for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can see the product of this. The trainers were gone through this fitness modality with this kettlebell legend. The guys are damn good.
Yes.
But I don't see the students who are in the gym or anywhere they're not very happy to do kettlebells. So I won't say that the kettlebell is like everywhere. Kettlebell is just like a few people here, few trainers here. That's all. And this is because if you, if this maximum I see in every gym, they are doing swing. And I see a atrociously bad clean, atrociously bad jerk, or whatever. It's not their fault because you know like nobody is there to teach them.
Right.
And the trainers who are there, they're not qualified enough to teach. But they, because the kettlebell is there, zabardasti.
You know me.
And then it looks very pathetic if you do not know.
They just want to train something new.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you're bored with TRX, now do kettlebell.
Kettlebell is a very, very technical thing.
Yes.
Okay. Very, very technical, and that's why it took me a long time. I lived in Malaysia to learn kettlebell. Mm-hmm. Okay. I lived in Malaysia to learn kettlebell with this guy called Vince Chu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I rate him one of the best trainers. Yeah. Because I always recall the guy who taught me the first thing, who made me walk. Okay. With all due respect to Sergei, all advanced, he made me do things. And then Steve Corner made me do a lot of stuff. You know? Mm-hmm. But Vince Chu, when I would give nothing. Okay. So I always, my great, great regards to Sir Vince Chu. And he's an awesome guy. So if you ever go to Malaysia, just look for him.
Yes, for sure. There is a growing need to, you know, make people aware about child obesity. Child obesity is getting huge issue in India in urban kids. How should we address as a fitness trainer this problem, and how should we address as a society as a person?
Well, I think first thing, you should educate the parents. When they say child, and their nutrition, how people in the house, because I find it very funny when I go to my own relative place, I open the fridge and I see big Pepsi Coke lying there. If there is any children's birthday party, there is has to be Pepsi Coke and all that. The worst thing, and I see how family is not aware of nutrition things. In spite of Ramdev Babaji and all these people are knocking down this Pepsi and Coke, but there are educated families have not understood how bad is Coke.
Right.
Okay, this simple from there. So I would say before you educate the boys, I mean the children, you should educate the parents, have a workshop with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts from the house. Okay. You can't just get the child, you know, especially at this stage, there are too much of other activities going on with Facebook and all that stuff, TV. The children have so much of studies to do, okay? So they tend to eat very, very bad food. So if you can do something of their nutrition and educating the parents, that's the best way to go.
But at the same time, they don't move. And parents are not promoting this movement thing. I mean, movement means anything to play. Or to just run, they're not doing such things.
Because also what I find that in school, colleges, again, with all the fitness trainer who are there, they are bored themselves with the job they are doing it. Okay, it's a 9-to-5 job there.
Right.
Abhishek, what you are doing, you love your job. Okay.
Yes.
I can see it, I can feel it, I can see how excited you are. Am I, okay, to do what I'm talking about. So if anybody asks Abhishek about the mobility or flexibility, or animal stuff. You
animal
are things. Crazily go mad about it. Like, you know, but, so that's why if a student comes to you, that vibe will go to him.
Right.
But in the normal school colleges, the fitness trainer, whoever they're like they're doing the job. Though they have the background, they go to the school of fitness, they have to have certain education, they come back. But they do a very bad job. The children are not motivated, you know. I've been asked from a lot of colleges and school to go and do a fitness workshop for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which inshallah I'll be doing it, you know, because now they're understanding that, you know, they need a kind of a guy who has a lot of motivation. They look smart, you know what I mean? So the children they can look up to it. Okay, I want to do something like him, you know what I mean? Like when I walk into the college, young kids, they look at you and turn around, my God, I want to be like him. So if people who are smart and fitter, most of them, not saying all the colleges, physical teachers who are there, they already probably stomach is coming out.
Yeah.
They don't care about their own food. They are bloody smoking sometimes.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Or you know, like, so that's a wrong model. Like people, I'm saying a good. I don't think Abhishek can be seen in any discotheque drinking alcohol. No, never. Okay, yeah. So as us, like, you know, so you can never see me smoking down on here or anything like that. So that's how it happens. So if you have to have a good role model for the kids.
Yeah.
Then things will work. Why do they go and they want to become like Rock or something like that? They watch a movie.
Yes.
So if you have to have some people like that.
Then maybe isn't the right role model.
Should involve people like, you know, Abhishek and all these good guys. No,
yes.
They should involve you guys to come and do a workshop for mobility or fitness, and that's the right thing to start.
Yes.
Okay. When they get motivated by some trainers, they got to follow it. You know, their schools are playing good football team, blah blah that. They don't do any fitness and all that. But then what happens? They reach a certain standard till the junior level, and after that, boom, they're gone.
Right.
They're finished. You know?
Okay. Now let's come to some technical stuff. That is biosignature. I always wanted to learn it from you and never get a chance. But this is the time I would like to know what is biosignature and how is it so effective and different from other fat loss programs.
I'm glad you asked me. First of all, from biosignature was the first originated by Charles Poliquin.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the biosignature. Then the name was changed into bioprint.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Then the name has been changed again to metabolic analytic.
Okay. I have no idea about that.
Yes. So the new name is metabolic analytic.
Okay.
There's a level 1 and level 2.
Mm-hmm.
The studies are the same of what biosignature, what we have done. And then I have done biosignature, I have done bioprint.
And then,
okay. Now it's metabolic analytic. How does it work? So the new name is the metabolic analytic. With metabolic analytic, we can tell you something internal is off.
Okay.
Okay. For instance, excess weight is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the symptoms. When it comes to helping someone shed weight,
mm-hmm.
I would say not weight, I would say fat. Yeah. With metabolic analytic, we look at why they are having trouble getting or staying lean in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Is it digestion, stress,
mm-hmm.
female hormones, brain chemistry, food allergies, heavy metals, mental roadblocks, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And with metabolic analytic analysis, we can treat the cause. So if somebody is getting fatter, and if you go to a gym or with a trainer, it's happened with me also, same mm-hmm. thing. Like when I was a trainer and I had a fat lady walking to me, I would say, okay, I can do that. Okay, so I was basically playing with her for the last 6 months of trial and error. Every month
yes,
I was
yes.
doing, okay, let's do the CrossFit, let's do the GPP,
right.
Let's do this. You know what I mean? I mean,
kuch to chalega.
You see, so her trainer kar raha.
Right.
We all have done that.
Yes.
Okay. But when I did the metabolic analytic, I found, hey, my God, I mean, like, if she cannot absorb what she is eating, like your hydrochloric acid, it's simple that juice on your stomach, it burns your food.
Right.
Okay, if you're not making enough, okay, how much supplementation you're taking?
Yes.
Protein, blah blah blah, this stuff, you know, nothing absorbing in your body.
Yeah,
okay.
Waste.
So it's going on a waste, and you know, or if you're not sleeping well,
yes,
okay, your testosterone is rock bottom. Guy of 40 years old comes to me and he says, you want to gain muscle and blah blah, this thing, you know. He's a vegetarian, he's never had any kind of a protein on his diet,
right.
You know what I mean? He's having sweet in the night, okay, he's got man boobs, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And this is because he's too much with estrogenic, so I can just see it now, sit down there, I can just look at it, even whether I don't have to take his analysis, and I know that his testosterone is really rock bottom, so I have to make his testosterone up, and start putting on muscle,
right.
You know what I mean? So at every decade, for a man or for a woman, you lose those as you start getting older. You start getting older from the time you are born.
Right.
But an athlete at the age of 30, he start slowing down. Okay.
Yes.
So if an athlete start training and if you got a coach who understand your system, or the same way I'm talking about the common people.
Right.
You know? So if somebody wants to lose weight, I have to go and see if digestion is okay or not. Whether she is sleeping or not,
mm-hmm.
whether she is having very high stress, cortisol is, your stress hormone
yes.
is very high, she is having emotional problem,
her husband is sleeping with somebody else, something yes. is happening. Okay, I can train her for like God knows what. There's nothing going to work on her because she's not sleeping. She comes to your house like a zombie, like to me, and this train like a zombie, and then go back home, get day and out. Here, I'm sitting with metabolic and analytic thanks to Charles Paul Coyne. Boom! I know what I'm going to do, and within 12 weeks, every week, I will analyze, and I take an analysis of yours, and I can show it to you that if she has cheated on her diet, it will catch on.
Yeah. Okay?
If you haven't slept, now I'm going to give you an idea. If I take a pinch from your knee, okay, and the skin fold, the skin fold measurement, if it becomes heavier, thicker, okay, that means your last night's sleep was very bad. You haven't slept. Okay, so in one night I can catch up. You're not sleeping well, you know. So, see, how the fuck you know it? No idea. I said, you haven't slept. He said, yes, I did not sleep at all. Yeah. Okay, you caught on? I said, yes. So your knee pinching will make me. So I did that with one of the players. Okay, he was debuting for Bengal senior, and he was probably shitting on his pants because he has to go and bat tomorrow. Okay, so I mean, you know what happens when you know something new things? No coaches understand this thing, what I know. I'm sitting here, I can train an NFL guy. But I don't think so. I'll get a call from our cricket team. There is so much of things going on. Like, I know somebody. I tried my best to knock them. So what I did, I just did his analysis. And I told the coach, I think this guy is totally messed up. See, what do you mean? Tomorrow he's playing, he should be happy. No, he's not going to sleep tonight. He not slept last night. And his performance, go and talk to him. You know, his parents, you should call his parents, and you should give him a lot of confidence. Right. You know, or if you have ex players, you come and talk to him. He said, "How the hell you know it?" I said, "I'm telling you." So they try to speak to him or whatever. So it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
That's how metabolic analytics works. You know,
I would like to learn a lot.
Yes, you're more than welcome.
Yes.
There is
a question from this your answer that people are so against protein, especially these new thing veganism, and people are going gaga about vegetarianism, and they are totally going against like proteins. This new documentary, what the hell? They put a lot of things like you don't need protein and this and that. How right it is.
Piece of crap. Honestly, I mean, like, how if you're not having enough protein on your diet?
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you that vegetarians, with all due respect to them, I have had vegetarian boys and girls coming and training. I've had non-vegetarian guys coming. You see the power they have, and the vegetarian guys, they keep on the girls and the guys. You see, how can I become like him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not. So you need to have enough protein on your diet to retain muscle, okay?
Right.
And then you eat all this. Now you're talking about vegetarians.
Yes.
If you're going to grow vegetables in your own farm without having any GMO, I mean to say, like organic stuff, it may work, okay? But it is not so much potent,
right?
As an animal
protein.
Yes. Okay. So. Now, everybody wants to sell their stuff. They have to come back with something new.
Right.
To tell you something. This is wrong. That is right. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, if it works for you, nothing like it. Go back to vegans. Nothing. I will be the first one to be a vegan. I'll be the first one to be vegan if I can get as strong. I tried my best. My bench press was going down.
Okay. You tried veganism?
Yeah. I tried. I tried, I found that, okay, my strength is not good enough, Not that I'm having too much of, I just take a normal meal, some protein, and at this moment I'm not even having any kind of protein supplements. Okay, I'm having BCAA, okay, which keeps me going on, and then whatever protein I have for my food, okay, that even, so I feel like supplementation is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get enough protein. And
vitamins,
yeah, you have to get it, because nowadays even the food, even the vegetarian, everything has been injected
right.
with GMO.
So you're not going to get, if you're thinking you're going to, you are natural, you're not natural at all. You're getting worse stuff going into your body. So if you want to be a vegan, you grow your own vegetables, you know, take me along with you. I would love to.
Yeah, live in mountains.
Yeah.
Then only it is possible to grow those vegetables.
You're staying in.
It's a long discussion. So, what is your take on intermittent fasting? It is in fashion these days. I have done it for so long, but due to some reasons I stopped. It worked for me for some times, but I want to understand more about it.
Well, I've never done it. Okay? I'm too scared. I would say if intermittent fasting helps you to eat less or gain more control over your diet, then do it.
Okay.
If you like to eat more frequently, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Having a plan that you can stick to,
mm-hmm.
that allows you to hit your calorie and macronutrients goals,
mm-hmm.
is that will give you the body you want,
mm-hmm.
then it's fine. So what I'm trying to say, okay, if intermittent fasting helps you to eat less, keep you on your goal,
mm-hmm.
intact, it's fantastic. So do it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
So, it's a tool.
Yeah.
Like many other tools.
Yeah, it's like you can try it out. You can try it out and see if it works for you.
Uh-huh.
And see if you can handle it.
Right.
Okay. Some people go crazy.
Yeah.
So, if I'm pushing somebody to do it, you know. But if intermittent fasting, it gives you a direction.
Right.
So that when you come out of the fasting, now there are two ways. There are some people, they go berserk.
Yes.
It's like going into sauna.
Yeah.
When you go into sauna, you lose a lot of body fluid.
Yeah.
You come back out, you feel thirsty, you drink water, you go back to the square one.
Yeah.
Okay? So, there are two kind of people. People who are done, I'm sure you understand that after you come out of that, you finish your whatever, how many weeks you've been doing that, and then you start following a regime, which helps you to keep it, everything is perfectly in timing.
Yes.
But if you are not, if you're going to come out of it, you can become worse. Okay, so.
Yes, that happens.
So it's up to you. If it works for you, do it. Nothing like that. I'm not against it.
And because there are so many studies which say it will increase the growth hormone release, testosterone production in the human body, it improves your skin and all. It is happening.
You have done it. What do you think?
I stopped because I found that I have Hashimoto thyroid. So it was, I was unable to, you know, do it. It used to create a lot of hunger and I used to enter in a kind of starvation mode. I used to be very hungry and I wanted to eat anything. So then I just stopped doing this. But yeah, it worked for me for some time.
So Abhishek, I mean, looking at you, like you are a very, very disciplined guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think so? Okay. I mean, like your client or student will be as disciplined as you?
Some of them.
Some
are,
of them.
But
I mean,
not everybody.
Yeah. So I always feel like if it works for you, do it. You try it. But I don't want to follow it like a gospel truth.
Yes.
But still, the research is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's nothing has come concrete.
Yes.
I have gone through the research. They are still researching. They say it's very bad for women because
yes.
of hormones.
Yes.
Okay. But still, there are other studies says, okay, sure. No, this is all myths.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have got to do it and figure out yourself.
Yeah. Why fat loss have become focal point of fitness industry? Nobody talks about anything rational and concrete. Nobody talks about skills. Everybody talks about, yeah, we will offer you this much fat loss, this much weight loss, you will look awesome. And is this the way we should go ahead?
Well, it's simple. Everyone wants to look sexy and hot and show their six-pack.
Yeah.
Okay. There are people, the trainers also, and the people are using way too much illegal methods to get their six-pack.
Yes.
Okay. It's because the media hype and everybody wants to look good. I have never seen people are, you know, using any kind of thing to get themselves to that name. They're not thinking of the performance.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking of how good they're going to perform. They're just thinking if they look sexy naked or, you know what I mean? That's how it is. Like, if you just take off your shirt and show, you know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm totally agreeing with you. Like, you know, if you do your movements better, if you do your training better. Side effect. Your body looks good is a side effect. How good you look, not me. So people are going for the side dish. Mm-hmm. They're not going for the main course. The main course is what you're talking about is your mobility. The main course is what you're talking about, the strength.
Lifting.
Yeah, main course, those are the main course. But people want, they don't have time. Okay. So when they see somebody on the screen, oh my God, he's like that. Today, yesterday I saw he was so fat. And the next movie I see him, he's so thin. I get somebody come and say, okay, if he looks like that, why can't you make me like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, well, it takes time. You know, if they're using their different methods to do that.
Yes.
There are trainers at the corner at the next door. They are using some kind of stuff to make somebody thinner or leaner like that. They're not interested in that's what the people want. So what can the trainers do? Now you can't just it's the thing what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to educate them if you can do that.
Right.
What you're saying, I'm absolutely with you. But how many people will be with you if you're going to say, okay, I will teach you mobility first, and then they don't have time, they will go to the next door, and then someone else will give them a few fire burners or give them something else. And they say, oh my God, I heard so much about Abhishek's name.
Yeah.
F he did to me.
Yes.
So I went there and that guy is just a bodybuilder.
Yeah, in 8 weeks he transformed me.
There are transformation gurus around, I don't know.
Yeah, 12 years of mess they can clear in 12 weeks.
Yeah, so when they come to me and then if they have time to listen to me, then I explain to them. That's fast transformation, say how you're going to get. I try to make them understand so that they can, it's not a straight road. It's not a easy way.
Yeah,
you need to give some time and then you can get there.
Let's talked about flexibility and mobility in the last question. Flexibility and mobility needs to be an integral part of training. That's what I feel. But again, how much is too much for an athlete or a layman? Because not everybody needs a split or some kind of crazy shoulder mobility. So how much is too much for it to
do? Well, I really like, Abhishek, what you do, your mobility, and sir, I'm a big fan of yours on that direction,
sir.
What you do, not a lot of people are doing in India, perhaps, like that. So, it's good, you're specializing on that. I always tell people, if you want to learn mobility, this is the man to go to. Okay, if you want to learn something else, animal thing or something, go to him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you must specialize in something like that, and which you are with what you do, your flexor mobility, you're pretty good on that.
Mm-hmm.
It may surprise you to know that elite athletes are not the strongest athletes, nor the ones that extreme, they have extreme range of motion of their spine. Okay, this is the study which I have been doing it with all my top class athletes. I found that elite athletes are not the strongest athletes, not the ones with extreme range of motion.
Right.
They don't have extreme range of motion. They have very flexibility, but they are playing in international level.
Right.
Okay. They gain their power and explosive speed through working to mobilize their hips and shoulders and stabilize their core. Okay. Large range of motions are not required for elite performance in sports nor in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to say so if you're telling a client what you do, like when I see your spine, what was the thing which you're doing? I
love rounded spine.
Rounded spine.
Jefferson curl.
Jefferson curl. Yeah, that was awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's only for you because you have been totally conditioned to do that.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to teach a Jefferson's deadlift or curl to somebody else, is going to be killer.
Okay. Yes. I started with no weight first and then I added 2 kg and 4 kg and then I reached to some level.
There has to be certain amount of flexibility and mobility, but not the way you would do it. You take it to extreme.
Yeah.
That's your game.
Yeah.
That's your game. And, and you should do like that.
Yes.
Yes. But if you expect a student who is playing a sport to do that, because what's happened, if he's got weight, if a gymnast also, he has to control his movements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to have the power to hold the movement there.
Yeah.
Now, if you're too flexible, your ankle can come out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons I think that, you have to have a controlled movements. So then you need not have very large range of motion, okay, where it may help. Now you may teach them, they may not get into the way where you have gone there. Okay, so it's a good thing. You need a little bit, but not so much. So don't think that if somebody is Roger Federer or something like that, he can slide when he goes for his that much.
Yes.
He cannot do a split like the way you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I mean? So if you take a Djokovic and you start splitting him, okay, now Djokovic when he gets receiving the ball, he may slide down and then he has to come back from there. Now if he has too much of a large range of motion, okay, he has to have enough power to get that thing back.
Yeah.
So if you do over stretching or over flexibility,
right,
it's not a great idea. That's what I feel.
Yeah, because most of us have no strength and range of motions. Like in split, very few people can do active split, going down and coming up without taking support of the elbow. I think end range flexibility is rare. So we should. I mean, as a powerlifter doesn't need a lot of flexibility in his spine. If his spine is so flexible, how will he stabilize and lift the weight?
Absolutely.
Yes, let me ask you a business related question, as you're running a business over here. How feasible CrossFit is as a business model in India? I mean, I see CrossFit gyms are running. I work for a CrossFit gym. I don't see, they're making huge profits or all. Like in Calcutta, there is no CrossFit gym. So do you think CrossFit is feasible for Indian market?
I think you should ask this question to the CrossFit owners than me, because I don't run any.
No, because you run a business, so, and you have seen many CrossFit gyms across the the world.
There are good CrossFit gyms, there are bad CrossFit gyms.
Yes. Yes.
So if you got a good CrossFit gym, I mean, say good CrossFit trainers who are scaling the students. I mean, they're not just keeping pull-ups or whatever they're doing. If there are good trainers there, then I would say there is more people likes to go there. But I find a lot of common people would be scared, because I've seen everywhere. I mean, though there are no CrossFit gyms, but every gym they are doing the same. They stopped doing machine training now.
Right.
Okay, you see them, every Tom, Dick and Harry is doing burpees.
Yes.
Everybody is, to do a burpee is very advanced movement. Okay. And I have not yet to see some good burpees. Okay. So, why the hell I first would like to make that person walk before I would like them to run.
Right.
So, I feel all this kind of training which everybody is following, I don't say it's a bad thing, battling rope and all this stuff. Like, it's a great stuff. But nobody is getting anywhere. Okay.
Right.
It's just like, it's like a hangama. Okay,
right.
Just have fun, have a workout and just go home, get a good sweat. Okay. Just ask, tell them that, if they get any result out of that. Okay. So I feel, I love CrossFit. I've been to CrossFit box in Singapore and places like that, and they have some great trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And I see some guys who are doing amazing weightlifting over there.
Yeah.
Amazing weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys had, tremendous power. Young,
mm-hmm.
18, 17, because the coach was fantastic,
right?
Okay. But then you have just one quality of, one grade of people going to those gyms, not the whole janta.
Yes.
Okay. Like, people come to me here, I have to, first of all, it depends upon, as I said, that where, what is the weakness, what is the goal,
okay.
And then you have to understand. But if somebody wants CrossFit, like I'm a guy, I'm not, if you want CrossFit kind of training, then I'll give you. But I'll explain to you like what the end result you're going to get from there. But if you got something, I would like to improve your strength or stamina or whatever. So I have to work, and then I will put them on the CrossFit. But I just can't. Everybody does the same thing. It's very easy job for a trainer nowadays. You know?
Yeah, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Yeah.
4 or 5 movements, do it in a circuit, and you're done.
You're done, and then she gets home. My trainer is a great guy. Okay. So nobody makes any.
I don't know how long. He's a great guy.
I love CrossFit. In fact, I would tell you, Shumana was the first CrossFit girl in India.
Oh.
Yeah. When Piyush Pandey and all these guys,
uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know whether. They went, and then she was the first girl from India.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she was with Kevin in Singapore.
Oh.
Okay, and I was in that box and I saw them training. boom, blah, blah. Brilliant. Okay. Brilliant. But everybody was there fitter.
Yes.
Like a rock star. Okay. So if you are not very fit, okay, then the CrossFit trainer has a lot of jobs to do. He has to scale down everything.
Right.
Okay. So it's a tough job for him. I'm not saying it's not going to work. It's going to work. It's all going to work if the trainers are good and they have a very good talent with the students. Okay. So the business wise, it's all going to work.
I think truthfulness from the trainer's side is very important. They should be true to their clients. They should provide them what they actually need in place of, you know, just throwing the random idea and selling their utopian dreams.
Yeah, the trainers should do more of workshop. Good coaches and good trainers. First of all, they have to know. Not that any random certificate happening, you don't have to jump into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have to do a research on that. They have to find if this is a good course or a workshop for me or not. Mm-hmm. They just can't, you know, like anything happening, people are calling them and they're going. So if they can do the good stuff, mm-hmm. and they can use it on their client, and I'm sure that gym is going to prosper.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, people now understand. They're looking for trainers who are educated. You know,
yes.
There are clients who are very, very much aware of the certification program, mm-hmm. what's happening. They are very, they are more knowledgeable than the client I have seen.
Yeah, I have seen this. Like, they are, I mean, clients know more than the trainers.
Yes, I get to know. He comes on and says, I went to that gym. Okay, the gym has a fantastic infrastructure, brilliant.
Yes.
Okay, but you see, they have a normal trainers, okay, who are happy. Who are happy what they are getting, because they are getting to be in a gym where there is such a five-star, everything is five-star there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they are getting a chance to work out with those Cybex and Life Fitness equipment,
mm-hmm.
okay, which, you know, so they are there, you see, they are happy what they are doing, but then what happens, they stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my advice to the audience, like, you know, you got to look for the coach, okay.
Right.
Like you go to America, you find Rocky's gym. Okay. That's a place to train.
Yes.
You go, you know, like you go to somewhere else, you find another place to go. So you go to look for a coach, or you look for that kind of trainer who is there going to give you a result.
Right.
Okay. And the gym can come next.
Yeah, gym can come next. Now, a bit, like, I really take my training at spiritual level too. I feel if I'm doing something, whatever I'm doing, I should do it with awareness. What do you think awareness means to you, and do you think it changes your training if you are truly present in the moment?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, but like when I move, I try to be present in that very moment. I try not to, you know, distract myself with so many things. Like, I like to try train alone and, you know, very mild music or something, so I can watch my each and every step. So do you think this kind of way of, you know, going deeper into yourself, into your body and mind, and trying to as with utmost awareness as possible, can actually change your training?
Well, if it's for me, or you're talking about my clients?
For you first.
Yes, you see, anything you do, like, I'm sure you're into those kind of mobility movements, you know,
yes.
you need quite a lot of mind.
Okay? Yes.
The same thing, like, I propagate heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing heavy lifting, it's a mind awareness is very, very important.
Okay. Yes.
If you like, you got to be focused. You got to be have your mind over there. Every neurons, you have to talk to every neurons. That one lift,
right?
Okay, that breathing.
Okay,
how much to hold? Where to? How to brace your stomach?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it depends on every individual. I mean, I love music. Okay, I love music. But if I'm doing something very, very much focusing, I can't hear any music.
Yes.
I just see myself there, okay, mm-hmm. because I am dying inside. If I'm doing a heavy sports or if I'm doing a deadlift, okay, it's like my every part of my neurons, my fingers, everything, how I'm tearing apart the floor,
yeah.
everything is going on my
right.
head at that moment, you know.
So I had to gather all my thoughts. I don't understand how people, it may sound like an old fashioned that
yes.
music, I need music, you know. Yes. I love music, you know. I mean, I love music, but when I'm going onto that lift, okay, the music is there, it doesn't work because I don't listen to music at that time. I can, because I have to gather all my awareness, my thoughts and everything like that.
Yes.
So if I'm listening, there are some people, they listen to some, they have headphone on their head. As long as I want a headphone on my head because I don't want to listen to other people talking or chatting, that's a different thing. You know what I mean? But I need my own space. I need to have my own thought process. So yes, you're right. Your awareness. But how much I can put it into the client, I can't say that.
Yes.
I try my best. Okay? Because they don't have time so much. Mm-hmm. And they're not into the business of, they think, hey, come on, yeah, I came to train with you. I don't want to hear all the jargon that you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there are a few people who gets really they motivated and they want to do things. But it takes some time, you know.
Yes.
But as a coach, one should always try to tell them these are things you have to be aware of it. Otherwise, you get injured.
Yes.
If I'm not going to, you know, because if they take way too much of lightweight, they can do da da. They can sing a song also while they run.
Okay. Yes.
So if you find somebody singing a song and doing the drills. That's not going to work, you know what I mean? So you have to really challenge yourself, and every program has to be challenged.
Yes.
Okay. And then the most important thing, people, you need to recover.
Yes.
Your recovery is not there. I find a lot of big athletes. Okay. A lot of big athletes, they don't perform well. Okay. They have preparation is awesome. Everything is good. Okay. Their recovery wasn't good. Okay.
Yeah.
Trainers are not talking about it. Now suppose that I talked to the international athlete, went to you. Not you, I mean, this is somebody.
Yes.
He's very excited to first to take pictures with him because he thinks that I have become famous, you know.
Yes.
You see? Well, you have to give him all that training and give him chance to recover. So, how much you have to taper his training when
yeah.
he's going to play a sport and supplementation, you have to make sure that whatever you are asking him to take, it all has to be what I approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, otherwise you're going to mess his career. Okay, so those things, as a trainer, we all have to know what is the latest research, what are doing, what have they sent across.
Right.
So that's important, man.
Raised this sleep thing. It is very important. People don't think about sleeping well at all. Can you give some advices or some suggestions how to improve the sleep in this Facebook era?
Well, very good question, You have to be strict with yourself. It will show your class if you switch off your phone at certain times.
Yes.
Okay. Certain time you switch off your phone so that the people who are your friends, then they start respecting your time.
Right.
Okay. Now for a lot of people, they sleep with a lot of lights on.
Yes.
I don't understand this night lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your hormone doesn't work. Your sleep melatonin doesn't work when the lights is on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a pitch dark. Make sure your rooms are pitch dark. Even your television, there's red light,
mm-hmm.
which is you are sleeping with that. You have to put it off.
Right.
You have to make sure your Wi-Fi is off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're keeping your Wi-Fi whole night off, you're awake. Your Wi-Fi works like you are in a microwave.
Okay.
So it's going. Now if I overhear also, in fact, I shut off my Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And but there are Wi-Fi all around.
Right.
If you could have a vision of seeing it, there'll be all rays passing by.
Yeah, there are electromagnetic rays that
all going on top of that.
Yes.
Okay. So it's very hard. Okay. So whatever you can.
Yes.
So make sure that your Wi-Fi is off.
Yeah.
Okay. Even the lights from the other room, or if you are sleeping in a hotel room,
mm-hmm.
we make sure that the alleyway lights, we try to cover that lights.
Oh.
Okay. Because even if your eyes are sleeping, it is going inside you. I mean, from your skin.
Cells are
not sleeping. You're sleeping.
Yeah.
So you have to get that sleep. Okay. Now you have got to switch off all the TVs.
Yes.
Okay, because you're listening to the news. I stopped watching television much now because there's only bad news.
Yes.
I don't even read newspaper nowadays. Okay.
I'm almost in the same.
Yeah, I don't read newspaper. I'm not a newspaper account. I paid for the yearly subscription.
Yeah.
newspaper comes. Earlier, we used to die to read newspapers.
Yes.
And there is, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get depressed about it.
Yeah.
So if you watch the news, you're going to get depressed about it like that. Yeah. So, you know, so try to sleep as 10:30 as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not getting sleep, people will say, "Hey, I'm not going to sleep."
Yeah.
My one advice: take a melatonin tabs.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you will have. Is this melatonin for my information? It's not a sedative tablet where you make you sleep. Okay. It is just going to make your We all have a sleeping pattern.
Right.
There's a time comes 10:30 or 11. Yes. I have my own time zone where I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you miss that out, then you don't get sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So melatonin brings you back to your sleep pattern. Okay. Now melatonin will not work on you if you are at that moment you're calculating your money or something has not come, you are stressed out, then you have missed the bus.
Oh.
Okay. So we can take one melatonin and go to sleep. You have to find a way to sleep so that you won't you have to sleep tight.
Okay.
Because when you sleep tight, your testosterone raise. Okay. So when your testosterone is up, you're happy, you're up there. You get up in the morning every time and you see some days you're very happy,
yes.
Some days you're pissed off, some days you're depressed. Okay. So it's all how good sleep you have. If you've seen a child, if you've seen a child in your house or anywhere like it, so the child doesn't get good sleep. Whole day he's cranky.
Yeah, like I don't feel flexible when I don't get a good sleep.
Yeah. So you are all the athlete and in fact, if you don't sleep well, you will put on weight.
That's
take a little less. Okay. Your cortisol is very high, your stress hormone is high,
mm-hmm.
and you will put on more belly fat.
Right.
So once that's the thing, people are not aware of it. They will keep on keeping the phone, and again, the light from your mobile phone is really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, the blue light from your mobile phone.
Okay. Is there any way to?
Yes, there is a change of lights. Go there and
lights.
You have an iPhone. We have it. Mm-hmm. So I change at 7:30. Or something like that, my life changes up.
Oh,
okay. So I don't, the light which I have now changes to different lights.
Yes.
You will have a light changing also in your phone.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you check it out. Okay. Yes. And that's how you should do. If you're not sleeping, you just tell a client or someone to sleep well, half of your job is done.
Right.
You know, so that's where metabolic analytics comes.
Yes.
Okay. If you're not sleeping well, then there are more, one after another things start.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah. First thing, your sleep. Second thing is your digestion. Okay. You're eating very light, late night dinner and eating wrong food. Okay. Whole day or night, you're not happy. You're burping whole day.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, you see. So, why are you burping in the morning when the client comes to me and they
they are burping.
Okay. Their hydrochloric acid is not making enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have to give them to make them hydrochloric acid enough so that they can absorb what are they eating.
Right.
Okay. So, that's how people say, I've got gas.
They take antacid in place of ingesting more hydrochloric acid.
There you are, you see. So, yes, as you get older, you don't make enough of it. But then there is a way.
Yeah.
Because you're eating wrong food, you're not going to get more your hydrochloric acid. So, if the whole idea is that you want to be happy, healthy, keep your stomach happy.
Right.
Okay? Keep your stomach happy. You will be happy because this is all connected.
Yes.
When you talk about, I've got gut feeling, this guy is great.
Yes.
Okay, what is the gut feeling? Is that, okay?
The right,
so you don't feel the gut, yeah.
So there is no right gut feeling if your gut is not right.
You have to have a good gut feeling.
We are almost reaching to the end of our podcast. Every successful person have some success secrets or daily habits which they do. So, do you have some daily habits which keeps you going without, you know, getting tired or getting frustrated about what the hell I'm doing and keeping you motivated all the time?
Yes, I love what I'm doing. So, as I said, that it's a great transition from being a merchant navy guy to becoming a coach. Okay, and I think I don't get frustrated in any way. In fact, I'm very happy that. I'm doing.
So, how do you start your day?
You see,
if you want to share.
Well, I depends upon my all depends upon my client.
Uh-huh.
He wants me early morning.
Uh-huh.
If I have an athlete coming down from abroad to train with me, so I have to prepare. I'm still I still feel like a child. Mm-hmm. I mean to say like that, I have to prepare for my students. If I have got few classes in the morning before I go to bed,
mm-hmm.
I prepare my workout, what I'm going to give, because I believe in that if I am good giving a program to my client, it reflects on her because she will get bored, he or she. It goes both with athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have got athletes coming from Columbia University. They train with me whenever they come down here, then they have matches there. And what I they said, you have so much of varieties because I have to make it interesting.
Right.
Okay, every time, 6 days a week, normally 5 days a week, if they are active rest, I try my best because if I'm training you,
yes,
I have to be motivated myself. I have to be happy enough to show you something.
Yes.
But it's not that, like, you know, I'm going, okay, shit, I've got this guy coming here now.
Yeah.
I have to give
up. Now, इसको भी train करना
पड़ेगा. इसको भी train करना. वो नहीं हो रहा. अभी तक तो नहीं हुआ है.
हाँ.
ठीक है. अगर क्योंकि मैं इतनी काम देता हूँ जितना मैं कर सकता हूँ.
Yeah.
ठीक है. And what I'm specializing in, what is my forte, I take it. I don't take other people's job.
Right.
Okay. If somebody wants to learn mobility and flexibility, I Abhishek is a man. If somebody wants to do rehab, so and so person is a man. Okay. People come to me for rehab. I have more question on rehab than training. And I tell them, look, I'm not a rehab guy. Okay,
yeah.
But God has been kind, sometimes something, some work for some time. But I always like people should go to a specialized guy,
yeah,
who does it. Okay, and you have to do a background check on him. Who is he? What is he? It's not that if you see his Facebook post is awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't make him a great trainer. I mean,
yeah.
I try my best to be with the people with the Facebook, but I really get too tired of posting something.
Yes.
Yeah, people always ask me, why aren't you posting something? You know,
mm-hmm.
I've not seen you posting. I would love to do that, but you know that if I run with the camera, how do I train people?
And that's, I think, is your success secret, because you manage your time pretty well. You don't waste your time in unnecessary burden, and unnecessary burden you don't take. And that's why I think you are always refreshed and ready to.
And I train myself.
Yeah.
Because everything what I do it to my client is, I am the first guinea pig. I do not make my client guinea pig.
Right.
Okay. Everything. Maybe I'm not a mobility guy,
but
if I have to give him some mobility thing, probably I'll try to work on me,
mm-hmm.
myself first, to see if I can show it better or not. I don't want to make an ass of myself. Okay. So I practice that move beforehand, and when the client comes, you know, and if I see that I cannot do that movement, then my partner Shimana is there. She shows the movement or whatever like that. So I do it like that.
Yeah.
God has been really kind to me.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then I teach the trainers on Sundays. I don't even have any break. If you people come and say, yeah, yeah, Sunday go, why don't you come to Tali a Sunday and you know, like, sit in Shamiana, blah blah blah.
Yes.
I said, I've got this thing, you know. They said, when you get off? I said, I enjoy sitting.
Yeah,
I love training the trainers.
Right.
You know what I mean? That Sunday goes for the best. Okay? Because I've got so many things, and besides, when we teach people,
mm-hmm.
I'm refreshing myself.
Yeah.
My basic gets refreshed. Okay. So, you know, and then, and my recreation, I don't know, is music. Okay.
Wow.
I go to my internet radio, internet radio, retro is all time on.
You play something?
No, I don't play something, but I think I have a good ear for music.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, again, some other day I was also with a band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was managing the band in a way, we could say, like, yeah, not, yeah, I was, this is an upcoming band, we were just friends who wanted to do things, I did that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people do not know that I was also an RJ,
wow.
in one of the FM station.
In Calcutta?
In Calcutta. Mm-hmm. Okay, the first time when the FM came down here,
uh-huh.
I also, just because I love to play my kind of music,
mm-hmm.
so a friend of mine who just put my name there, and he said, hey, I'm coming to record you like that, and I said, what? So he recorded a few things, and then, you know, they checked my voice or whatever. And then I was there for some time, you know, it's just a hobby sake, not that
yes.
I do all this thing for my hobby sake, you know, for the grace of God.
I think we need more artists in fitness industry, those take it, like, once one of my clients told me after the class that, Abhishek, when you take class, it looks like an artist is performing. And I thought, wow. Such compliment.
Such a great compliment.
Yes. So I think we need more artistic people in this industry.
Yes. You know, like, because if you are here Zabardasti,
yes,
then I think you should do something else.
Yes.
I tell all my boys who comes to learn from me or anything like that, you know, this is like, you have to excel on your job.
Yes.
This is not like 9-to-5 job. I'm going to bank and whatever happens, I'm going to get paid for it.
Hmm.
No.
Yes.
At times, few months, I don't make any money here.
Yes.
Okay.
It happens.
You tell me it's frustration? No. Because I know it. That's the way it should be. But at times, I make a lot of money. Okay. And then I make sure I keep some money for my education.
Yeah.
I keep some money for my travel.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how I make, and I keep some money for charity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I always try to be with people who are very motivated,
mm-hmm,
very positive people. Or else, I am the biggest motivator myself last year on my own. People call me loner. No, I enjoy myself all by myself. I don't have to hang out.
Yes.
I don't need people to make me happy. I make people happy. So
yeah,
if you're a fitness trainer, I think it's come naturally to you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's an amazing answer. At last, what is, if you want to give some message to fitness community through Road to Revamp, please share that message with us.
I will just say, train yourself,
mm-hmm,
find a good coach,
mm-hmm,
who is qualified, and he does what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just don't just check out Facebook or Instagram posts and think that he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and look at his background, okay, what education he has done, okay, or you got to find out from other people.
Okay.
And I would say one more thing, that all the trainers should come together and work rather than,
belittling each other.
Yeah, bitching about each other.
Bitching about each other.
Because we all have something to offer.
Right.
Okay. All the guys, because we all have a character. And the clients who are coming in, they all have different character. They like, few guys may like to train with me, few guys may not. Few guys may like to train with the next door neighbor because they feel comfortable with them.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like that. You know? So I would say that always look for that coach.
Yeah.
That coach, if you go to that guy, your life is made.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get that, you find that guy.
Mm-hmm.
They are there. Like, I look for my coach.
Okay. Yes.
I'm still, I have a coach and I keep on going to different coaches because the more I learn, the more I find that I don't know anything.
Right.
There is so many different things to learn. There is so many things to learn. I have learned from you or some mobility and some flexibility. I think if you have time,
yes,
you can,
yes,
do that.
No,
sure. It's my bad luck that you're not stationed in Calcutta.
But we should be perennial learner. Yeah. Like in Japanese, they say, Ido, always say this word, Shoshin, the beginner's mind. Always,
yes,
be a beginner.
Yes, I mean, always be a beginner. Like, I still feel, when I train an athlete or anything like that, I feel that like that, you know. Because he's such a super fit guy.
Okay.
I have to work something to give him some results.
Yes.
So I have to do a lot of research work on his movement. Because every individual is individual, they like to train their way.
Yes.
You can't just, I can't just put my way. This is the way it should be done. This is scientific reason is there, you know. I have to go around and do things which the end result is good and he's happy to do something. He should not feel it that, oh shit, I have to train.
Yes.
Okay, he should happily come to you. That's the secret topic.
Thanks a lot for this amazing interview, coach, and my inspiration, Sarandar Bahab. And it was an amazing afternoon with you. We will try to come back to you again and again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor that you came all the way from Delhi, from Calcutta, to do this podcast. Thank you very much for people who are listening to this podcast.
Well, this brings us to the end of this amazing conversation with Mr. Anwar Wahab. Stay tuned for more.
My name is Sagar Gupta and you are listening to Road to Revamp. We'll be right back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.